Warm air will be returning to the northeast portion of North Dakota and northern Minnesota later today, but we will see some rain and thunderstorms occur until that time. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The precipitation that's going to occur today is going to be somewhat erratic and light, but we will expect it to occur as we go forward through the morning. The majority of the precipitation that's going to occur, though, will not be as impressive as that which was advertised last night. And it looks like we will see amounts running from a trace upwards to around a half inch. Now, there have been some showers and storms that have occurred here in the last 12 hours or so, but only a few areas have come up with significant amounts of moisture. The models overplayed the precipitation yesterday, and it looks like we'll continue to see only light amounts of precipitation today. The frontal system that brought the chill down to the northeast part of the region yesterday will retreat back to the north, and we will see warmer bias conditions across the region as we finish out this week and move into the weekend. A series of disturbances will likely come through the Pacific Northwest and portions of the Rocky Mountain region into the northwestern plains as we move through the weekend. Only a little bit of that precipitation will work its way into the eastern Dakotas or Minnesota. The earliest that we will see that take place is probably going to be sometime Saturday and especially on Sunday going into Monday. The wettest day will probably be actually Monday into Tuesday, and during that time period we'll see a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain in a few spots getting more than 1 inch. Until we get to that point in time, though, it will be warm across the region. Temperatures today, though, will contrast from the 50s and lower 60s in northern Minnesota to readings in the 80s across much of western North Dakota, South Dakota, and southwestern portions of Minnesota. And then we'll look for the temperatures in most areas tomorrow to be upper 70s and 80s. And we'll see the same kind of temperature regime occurring across many areas again on Friday. The temperatures across the region are not likely to turn much cooler over the course of the weekend because of a ridge of high pressure that will be present, keeping the temperatures pumped up, and we won't see much cloud cover either. So most daily high temperatures Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday will be in the 80s across a big part of the region. And if we get a lot of sunshine to occur in a few areas, there may be some extremes over 90. Nighttime lows will continue to be mostly in the 50s and lower 60s until that front system pushes through the region. So until we get to the first part of next week, we won't see very many, if any, 40-degree low temperatures. In the rest of the U.S. Midwest, we're going to see net drying occur over the next several days, and temperatures will be seasonable to slightly warmer than usual. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.